60 countries lost ground on political rights and civil liberties in 2024. That is not a blip. Freedom House, which has tracked global freedom for decades, confirmed that 2024 marked the 19th consecutive year of global democratic decline, 19 years in a row. That streak is the central fact you need to hold in your mind as you work through any serious current affairs book today. The world these books describe is not one where power is simply shifting from one strong hand to another. It is a world where the architecture of authority itself is cracking, and the cracks keep spreading. Now, here is the paradox that the best current affairs writers keep circling back to. Power today is easier to grab than ever before. A protest movement, a viral video, a well-funded insurgent candidate, any of these can destabilize a government that once looked untouchable. Think of the Arab Spring, where regimes that had held power for decades collapsed within weeks under pressure from decentralized, leaderless networks. But grabbing power and holding it are two entirely different problems. Freedom House's data shows exactly this tension. In 2024, more than 40% of countries holding national elections saw candidates face violence, intimidation, or deliberate efforts to restrict voter choice. Governments were fighting to keep what they had. Many were losing the fight for legitimacy, even while retaining coercive force. That gap between formal control and genuine authority is the key idea running through the current affairs canon right now. The regional picture, Joel, makes this even sharper. In Africa, 21 of 54 countries deteriorated in freedom during 2024, while only 8 improved. In the Asia-Pacific region, 11 of 39 countries declined, 5 improved. In Eurasia, the numbers are grimmer still. 6 of 12 countries deteriorated, and that represented the 5th consecutive year of regional decline. According to Freedom House, Eurasia is one of the clearest documented examples of sustained institutional backsliding anywhere on the planet. What these numbers reveal is something the best current affairs books argue forcefully. Geography alone does not determine outcomes. Some countries improve while their neighbors collapse. That means institutions, choices, and specific political decisions matter enormously. The decay is not inevitable. It is chosen, or it is allowed. Here is where it gets interesting for you, Joel, because the most sophisticated current affairs writers push past the raw statistics into the mechanics. How exactly does authority erode? Freedom House's analysis points to a pattern that does not require a coup or a constitutional crisis. It happens gradually. Restrictions on opposition parties, pressure on independent media, narrowing of civil society space. Electoral institutions that still formally exist but no longer function as genuine arenas of competition. The key idea is this: governments can retain coercive power while hemorrhaging legitimacy and accountability at the same time. That is the modern autocrat's playbook. Keep the forms of democracy, hollow out the substance, and it works for a while. But Freedom House also notes that concentration of political power becomes unstable when governments respond to social conflict by restricting competition rather than improving representation. The pressure builds. It finds other outlets. The system becomes brittle precisely because it looks solid. The takeaway from this opening architecture is not that the world is simply getting worse and there is nothing to be done. The data is more precise than that. We are living through what you could call a power paradox. Power is easier to acquire, harder to exercise, and far easier to lose than at any previous point in modern political history. 34 countries actually improved their freedom scores in 2024, even as 60 declined. That asymmetry matters. It tells you that the current affairs books worth reading are not the ones offering a single grand theory of collapse. They are the ones that explain why some institutions hold while others fail, why some governments adapt while others double down on repression, and why the gap between formal elections and genuine political freedom is now one of the most consequential fault lines in global politics. The architecture of chaos is real, but architecture can be studied, understood, and sometimes rebuilt. That is exactly what this course is designed to help you do.